Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
May the blessings of love, joy, peace, light, and life of the glorious gospel of truth be with us all this Christmas and always. From Pam.
Gary and I would like to wish all of our church family, their families, and all of your friends a really blessed and special Christmas this year. We know it's all been difficult for so many of us, and we're just looking forward to experiencing the joy of Christmas, the love that came down at Christmas, and the blessings of God Almighty be over every one of us, not just for just now, but throughout the coming year. God bless you. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
I would like to thank everyone for the kindnesses and visits which have helped bring me through two shieldings. Special thank you to Moira and Alex. Despite COVID-19, I hope you all have the best Christmas ever. God bless from Grace.
We hope you have a Merry Christmas. Ho ho ho, Merry Christmas.
We wish you Merry Christmas. We wish you Merry Christmas. We wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Wishing all the church family a very happy Christmas and a much better new year. Hoping and praying we all get to spend a lot more time together next year. Lots of love, Liz, Keith, Bethany, Andrew, Matthew and Kayla.
Wishing all our church family a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Happy Christmas, everybody at Christy Baptist Church. We wish you a very happy day, full of the blessing of the birth of Christ. The angel said it was good news of great joy, and we trust that you have some real joy in your hearts this Christmas as we remember all that God has done for us. So bless you. We love you so much, and we're so happy to be part of the celebration together this Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everybody. Lots of love to all of you. It's a different Christmas from ones we've had before, but we pray that God will really be present with you and that you'll know just a real fresh understanding of his love for you today. God bless you today and all the way through the holidays and the new year. Bye.
Bye.
Sending Christmas greetings to all in the church family on this special Christmas day, which is a very different one from what we usually have. May the Lord richly bless each one of us as we celebrate this special time of year.
Hi everyone. So, crazy year, where didn't you go for your holidays? We didn't go to Carnoustie. But it's been great to see that Jal and the team have kept the flame burning bright at CBC.
Well, Christmas is very different this year, but we do hope that it will be a special and precious time for each and every one of you.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Lots of love from Alan
and Sheena.
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7 says this. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased their joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden, and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and for evermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Today we celebrate the birth this passage promised, the birth of a child, the Son of God, indeed God himself made flesh. He's described in terms that can only be given to God: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Some of these names usually describe the Father or the Holy Spirit, but there's no confusion here about the Trinity, about one God in three persons. Because in the coming of the Son, the glorious purpose of the one God is fulfilled. A purpose to which Father, Son and Spirit work in perfect harmony with different roles. And how is that purpose expressed here in this passage? It speaks of light, an end to the darkness of evil, of sin, sickness, sorrow and death. We can include the ending of oppression and war described so vividly here within this coming of light. So we shouldn't be surprised that the passage also speaks of joy. How else could we respond to such a great promise? And the joy that we experience now will be magnified more than we can imagine when he returns and we see the fullness of his light, unspoiled, unending. This work is guaranteed. It was completed at the cross, sealed at the resurrection. And the passage speaks with great certainty. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On them light has shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. God spoke these words through Isaiah at least 700 years before Jesus came. And yet the promise of his coming was so sure, it was as if it had already happened. So how much more confidence can we have in these promises as we celebrate his coming? When we look at the things which we've not yet fully seen, which are promised no less firmly, we know they will come to pass. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. His rule will be with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. It is sure. It is guaranteed. We have a taste of it now, but we will enjoy the full banquet when he returns. Thank you for joining us today, for your greetings that you've sent in, and we pray that you will have a joyful day, a blessed day, as we celebrate the coming of our Saviour, the coming of Emmanuel. We're going to finish the video with one of the songs that was recorded and used in the carol service on Sunday evening, the first Noel, Born is the King.
Salvation has